Foreign ministers from nations bordering Iraq, along with Egypt, are to meet tomorrow in Istanbul in another effort to avert war. The ministers are expected to discuss ways to improve cooperation between the Iraqi government and the weapons inspectors. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Ankara. What's likely to come out of this meeting?
Bob, this is really an historical accomplishment, bringing together six regional powers on such short notice. The invitation was issued last week, and some of these countries have a history of less than friendly bilateral relations. It's a sign of how serious a threat they believe that there is of a possible U.S.-led war against Iraq. Now, Turkey's prime minister has said the point of this is we want to avoid a war, and that's why we're coming together. He's also said we want to warn Iraq that this is not a joke. So what we can expect out of this meeting of foreign ministers tomorrow is some kind of message of regional solidarity, some message to Saddam Hussein saying your neighbors are concerned, we want you to take steps to avoid a conflict. Some observers have also said that some of the participating countries, such as Syria and Iran, may try to insert some kind of a line into whatever declaration is made, issuing some kind of warning to the United States not to launch a military operation against Baghdad.
What about the proposal that surfaced this week urging Saddam Hussein to accept exile?
It's allegedly a Saudi Arabian proposal, and it has to do with providing amnesty to high-level Iraqi officials if they overthrow Saddam Hussein. There's also been talk of giving him some kind of safe exile if he voluntarily steps down. Saudis are publicly denying that they have come up with such an idea, and both the Saudis and the Turks have said they would never seek to meddle like this in a neighbor's internal affairs, that it would set some kind of a bad precedent. And yet, the Turkish prime minister said this did come up during a round of shuttle diplomacy around the Middle East last week. However, he does say, the foreign minister of Turkey says, that it is not on the agenda for this meeting.
And then the chairman of Turkey's ruling party has urged the United States to listen to pleas for peace.
Right. Recep Tayyip Erdogan, he is the chairman of the ruling party here. He's slated to become Turkey's next prime minister, possibly in a matter of months. And he came out with a very strong statement saying that London and Washington, that they should listen to the protesters in their own countries who are protesting against war. He said, quote, the world's decision makers must heed this rising call for peace. Some observers here are saying this is window dressing because 80 to 90% of the population here in Turkey is against a U.S.-led war in Iraq, that Turkey inevitably will have to cooperate with the U.S. in a possible military operation, and he is just doing this to satisfy his domestic constituency.
Indeed, Turkey has agreed to the stationing of American troops on Turkish soil in preparation for war.
Well, the parliament here will have to vote to approve stationing any foreign troops in Turkey. But in an interview on Monday with me, the foreign minister here said, on the assumption that the parliament will approve this, we've given the go-ahead for negotiations for some kind of U.S. force, numbering possibly in the tens of thousands, along Turkey's frontier with Iraq, and that this force, the goal of it would be to open up a northern front in the event of a war with Iraq. There's a 150-man U.S. military survey team. They're checking out Turkish air bases and ports and facilities for this possible deployment. Some of these survey members are actually staying in the hotel I'm in right now.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Ankara, Turkey.